92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. That is America and Ventura Highway. Every time I hear that, I just want to get in the car and just drive. One of those good driving tunes. It is 7:45 every Friday. We do what we call Chamber Chat with the Grand Haven, Ferrisburg, and Spring Lake Chamber of Commerce. In the studio, Nicole DeShaff. She is Director of Talent and Business Initiatives. Hello, how are you?
Well, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Moving a little closer to that mic if you could. There you go. Nice to meet you.
Really nice meeting you, too.
So we'll have some fun on the radio today. We're in our new studio, as you can see. We still have a little bit of work to do before we post pictures and whatnot on the website, but the view is priceless.
It's amazing.
I'm telling you, and you have a nice view as well. You're Director of Talent and Business Initiatives. What does that mean?
Well, that means I get to do a lot of fun work in the community.
Yeah?
I work with the schools, with our business and education partnerships.
How so?
I get to really just connect and make bridges between the academia world and our business world.
Okay.
One that I'm working on right now in area businesses downtown, keep an ear open, Open Door, the Grand Haven Area Public School Summer Daycare Program out of Central High School. They're looking to have some local businesses that their students can come tour and just get to know. What do they do?
I'm raising my hand.
We have got you guys on the list.
You do? Okay,
good. As soon as your construction is done and we can bring some kiddos through.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Yes. So area businesses that are open to having some fourth, fifth, sixth graders come in, learn about the work that they do and their customer base. Our only criteria is that they need to be able to walk. So anything walking distance from Central High School.
Okay.
Grand Haven School would love to hear from those businesses, so feel free to contact me and I can make that connection.
I love that.
They spent some time at farmers market.
Okay.
They're looking at spending some time at some of the museums.
Yeah, that'd be cool, wouldn't it? Yeah.
So super fun. Patricia's Chocolates has signed up to be able to host them.
Oh, now that would be fun.
I know. That's kind of
their kids'
dream, right?
They'll have to sample some of that chocolate, right? Won't they? I love that. That's a great idea. I think that's really, really cool. Tell me about Leadership Connect and Boomerang.
So Boomerang, we have registrations open right now. It's another part of our business and education partnership.
What is Boomerang?
So every fall we host a career fair of types, but it's really a career exploration.
Okay.
So we invite juniors and seniors from Grand Haven, Spring Lake, Coopersville, Allendale, Career Line Tech Center. And we invite businesses to set up a booth in the field house and share what their industry is, what they do, what their work is, and what the education path would be, with the hopes of encouraging these kids to know what business opportunities, job opportunities are available in West Michigan. We want to either keep them here post-high school or post-secondary education.
You want them to boomerang back to
Grand
Haven.
Boomerang back, you get the title.
I get it.
Yeah, so that's in October, and booth registration's just opened for that.
So that's cool. So that lends itself to the business education partnerships that you deal with.
Yes, okay. Yes. Bridging that gap between the academic world and the business world.
Right.
What are the skills that the kids need? What classes? What are some of their educational and training opportunities to make them employable to our local employers?
Very cool.
Yeah.
I love that whole idea for Boomerang. Do you have any data on that? Like in the last 10 years or something, I mean, how many kids actually do come back after a college or graduate school or trade school or wherever and build a life here?
I have not found that data. If
okay.
It exists.
That'd
so
be really, it's got to exist.
It's got to exist.
Wouldn't
somewhere.
It be interesting, though, to find
it
out?
It would be.
It would be.
But I do know that our employers love it. And
I bet.
They're excited. We get participants that come back year after year. So
I'm sure.
It's a great opportunity to keep kids aware because it's Grand Haven a great place to live.
Well, yeah.
Right?
I
know this.
I've always said, I grew up in the Metro Detroit area and I live in Grand Rapids. I drive here every morning. It's like driving to paradise. I don't want to leave. And I've always said, growing up here, I mean, oh, how amazing.
Right, right.
Oh.
And you don't know until you get out there and see how good we have it, right?
I'll tell you. Yeah, but growing up here, how cool that must have been. And so, yeah, I know that people leave and you know, and the goal is to get people to come back, build their lives here, work in business or open up a business here.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I get that. I love that concept. Tell me about Leadership Connect. What's that about?
Leadership Connect is something that we've been doing for years, and it's a 9-month cohort program. Registrations are open. We still have some spots left to fill for the 25-26 year.
Okay.
We kick off with an orientation in August and then a two-day, an overnight retreat in September.
Ooh.
And then we meet once a month for the next 8 months, so through May.
So it's a once-a-month commitment, that hard to commit
it's
to. That's
that
okay.
Hard. Yeah. And we do a deep dive every month into a different area of the community.
Oh.
So our schools, our healthcare, our public safety, our local governments. We also spend a day in Lansing with our state government.
Awesome.
And they get to not only do a deep dive into what does it take for the community services, for our community to run, but we also have 30 hours of DISC and personal development training that's part of it. So they get to learn about their leadership style and working with this cohort of folks that are together for each 9 months.
Wow.
And how to develop their own personal leadership style, management style, and work with the other styles.
How many hours of a commitment is that once a month?
So it's one full day, 8 hours of the month. So we run normal business hours, eight to five.
Okay.
So they meet for that one day.
Wow.
And then we're culminating this year. We're adding at the end of our wrap-up day on May 13th, we're going to culminate with having everybody spend time out in the community with our Community Impact Day.
Nice.
So we're going to ask participants to gather up a team of volunteers and choose a nonprofit site and go out and serve the community from 1 to 4.
That's awesome.
As part of the Chamber Community Impact Day.
And you just had that, what, was that in May?
We just had that in May.
Yeah, well, what did you guys do?
So we had 14 area nonprofits sign up and register projects, and we had over 125 volunteers go out and serve from the hours of 1 to 4. So we pumped over $17,000 worth of economic value back into the Tri-Cities community that afternoon.
That's awesome.
Volunteers did things from painting buildings, cleaning offices, spreading mulch. We did a full citywide cleanup from the river on the east end right back down here to Harbor Drive, where they picked up, I can't remember the tons of garbage, but
a lot, I'm sure.
A lot, and getting us ready and getting our community ready to shine for Memorial Day weekend. So
very cool.
There's something for everybody to volunteer, and we're looking again to kick that off. It's going to be May 14th. May 13th
in
2026. Thank you.
2026.
And next week, so area nonprofits, I'm going to be sending out the notice to start dreaming. What can we help you with on May 13th, 2026?
Yeah.
We will send out the notice to start dreaming up your projects start registering those projects and those sites in mid-September.
What do you like to do in your free time, Nicole?
We love to take advantage of the outdoors here in Grand Haven.
So are you from here, if you don't mind my asking?
I am not from here.
Okay.
I'm from Holland, so not far.
Okay, not
but
far.
But there's something about a downtown being right on the water,
Isn't that something?
That we love it. My husband's from a beach community too, St. Joe, but something about the town being on the water. So you'll see us down here with our two obnoxious dogs.
We love to
walk them in town.
What kind of dogs do you have?
We have a little mini golden doodle, and we have an incredibly busy Bernedoodle.
I love it. I love it. I know. I just love just putting a beach chair and eating my lunch out there and watching the world go by.
It is a great spot.
I'm telling you.
And, you know, working in this building, I'm amazed at how busy that green space is.
I'm so grateful
that we dedicate that space.
It's wonderful to be down here at One South Harbor. It really is. And I have to say, we have a very active chamber. We do. This chamber, you guys are always out and about doing stuff. It's a very active chamber.
We try.
You do a great job. Nicole DeShaff with the Chamber, Director of Talent and Business Initiatives. That was fun.
Thank you so much for having
me. And I actually put makeup on for you today, and I'm wearing shoes.
See, when
you're at a beach town, you don't have to wear shoes on the radio. That's how I think, anyway. You probably have to wear shoes up at the chamber.
I
bet you do. It's been another Chamber Chat.